What is the Bible? Why do I have to read the Bible? Who wrote the Bible? Are those some of the questions you ask yourself? Well, today I might have some responses for you. When I first started my journey with God, everyone said, "You have to read the Bible. Go read the Bible." And I thought, well, there's only one Bible. Nope, there are too many Bibles. Today we're going to talk about the Bible, who wrote it, why should we know the background, and which is the best Bible for you. Ever felt the Bible is just too complex or felt judged by others? Do you wish there is a place where you can have open conversations about the Bible free from judgment, go at your own pace while getting to know God? Well, you just found it. I'm Jahaira, mom, wife, veteran, and Jesus follower. In this podcast, I will share basic practical tools that helped me love and trust the God of the Bible. Whether it's coffee or wine, grab one and join me on today's episode. Let's go! What is the best Bible for me? Great question. Thank you for asking. The best Bible for you is the one that you feel more comfortable talking with God. That's it. Simple answer. This is why for me it's so important you know what Bible you're reading and understand the basic backgrounds of that Bible. You will change the type of Bible you read throughout your journey with God. If we go to the very basic definition of a Bible, as per the Webster Dictionary, the Bible is the sacred scriptures of Christians comprising the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's it. Nothing else. It's just said as the Old Testament and New Testament in one single book. We know that the Bible is actually a small library of books. The Old Testament has a bunch of books that were written for the people of Israel, specifically the ancient Israelites. And the New Testament is all about Jesus and the good news. The authors from the Bible are from very diverse cultural backgrounds, very different geographical backgrounds, and actually historical backgrounds as well. The Old Testament was written primarily in Hebrew, and the New Testament was written primarily in Greek. Why am I telling you all this? Because it is very important for us to understand when we read the book of the Bible that first it was written, specifically the Old Testament, it was written for the ancient Israel, and also it was written in a different era from different people in a different language. The Bible has been translated thousands of times. Do you know how much of the main message can be lost in translation when you translate any document? I'm a Spanish speaker. That's my primary language. English is my second language. I do understand both languages perfectly. However, when I am translating something from Spanish to English or English to Spanish, it takes me some time because I cannot translate anything literally because the message is not going to go through. I have to think about the message, the original message of the original writer, think what that person wanted to transmit with that, whatever that person wrote or whatever that person said in that moment, and translate it the best that I can. Because the message is never going to be the same. We do our best. Imagine trying to translate an ancient document to not only a different language, but a different language thousands of years after. So the way we think is definitely not the same way Israelites thought. Our culture is not the same. We didn't even go through whatever they went through. When you choose a Bible, you understand the translation, you understand the words that they're using. Because a lot of people talk about the King James. The King James Bible, it is said that it has the closest translation to the original document. However, for me, the King James is very difficult to understand. I have a lot of problems when I'm trying to read the King James Bible to connect with God. Even though a lot of people advise to go with the King James Version Bible because it's the closest to the original message, it doesn't work for me at this point of my life because I will need to study a lot of English and a lot of different words that I don't use. I found that the NLT, NIV, New American Standard, it works better for me because the words that they use are words that I'm familiarized with. However, unfortunately, there are some words that are used in those Bibles that do not transmit or do not represent the original message that the original author wanted to transmit and the original document for the audience. Nowadays, we have the advantage that the Bible app, the YouVersion, even if you don't like to read the Bible on your phone, you can go online to the Bible Gateway, the Bible Gateway or the Blue Letter Bible, and they will have almost all translations, if not all of them. So you can go and compare and read them and choose the Bible that actually makes easier for you to connect with God, because that's the whole purpose, correct? I believe that the Bible was made to be read by anyone and everyone. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to have a certification in theology. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to study the language, the Hebrew language, the Greek language, to connect with God, to build a relationship with God. You don't have to. If in the process of getting to know God, you find that a passion and you decided to study, to take a certification in theology, like me, I decided after a few years, I am doing my master in theology. But that was something I decided to do after my relationship with God was already close enough, after I met him, after I got to know him. I fell in love with him and with Jesus so much that I really wanted to understand a little bit more what was written in that book. However, I believe that the Bible is made for every single human being that is living in this earth. Not everyone in this earth has a PhD in theology or in Greek or in Hebrew. And God is a God for everyone, just like Paul said on Acts 10:34-35, that he has no favoritism with no one. He wants to go to every nation that accepts him, that fear him, that every nation that is doing right. With that being said, the Bible is not supposed to be a book just for those that study the Bible. It is supposed to be a book for everyone. Go and choose the one that talks to you, the one that makes easier for you to create that connection with God. If you don't even know where to start to get a Bible, I'm going to leave you a list of the Bibles that I have mentioned here on this podcast, and also the ones that I've used, the one that I'm using right now. But remember, the main thing is for you to do your research and compare them in the app and the websites that I gave to you. I'm going to link those websites here as well. The main thing is that you feel comfortable reading the Word of God. When you go out to choose the Bible that you want to read, that when you want to start your Bible reading, there's a couple of things that you should have in mind. The Bible in its current form, the one that we know, one single book with a lot of books inside, it was the result of a very complex, a very long process that lasted for centuries, involving a lot of debate. A lot of theologians were debating which books were okay to be part of the Bible, which books were not inspired for teaching, worship, all that. It was a long process. It was not a one day. It was not only Constantine that had the last word about what books were going to go into the Bible, but it was a long process. A lot of religions and a lot of denominations offer different understandings of the message and teachings of the Bibles, and that's where a lot of different Bibles were born. I'm going to go over a few of the different Bibles that are out there. I do not belong to any religion. I just want to put that out there. However, it's very important that we know that there are different Bibles from different religions out there, and they all might have different interpretations and different traditions that do not necessarily align with yours. So you make sure you choose the Bible that aligns with your traditions. First Bible ever is the one for the Jews, the Judaism. I know the one that I'm going to talk is, they're not Christians. However, is the Hebrew Bible, or what we know is the Old Testament. It was the very first one. It's the base of all the teachings that Jesus talks in the New Testament. So it's very important that we know that the Judaism only includes the Old Testament. It is called the Hebrew Bible. Now, if we go to the Christianity, which is what we are in this podcast, there are different religions that have different Bibles as well. For example, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church includes, the Bible of the Catholic Church includes 73 books. However, the Protestants, the Bible for the Protestants comprises only 66 books. That's the one that I use. I'm not Protestant because I do not believe in religion. I believe in Jesus Christ and in God. But that is the Bible that I used. The Eastern Orthodoxy, they do have a Bible that the Old Testament has 49 books and the New Testament has 27 books. There is an Oriental Orthodoxy. I didn't even know they existed. There was an Oriental Orthodoxy. That one has 81 books. Yes, I think that's the bigger one. And that one includes the Book of Enoch, which is not included in the Bible that I read. And actually, in the Catholic Church is not included either. However, I have read the Book of Enoch. The Mormonist, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they use the King James Version. The Jehovah's Witnesses, they use the Protestants, the one with 66 books. So with that being said, which books are inspired by God, which are not? Why is one Bible that has 81 books and the other one 66? Where are all those books? We're not talking about the Dead Scrolls. The Dead Sea Scrolls, which were found, I think it was 1940s, I believe it was, or 1940s, 1960s, 50s. They do have a lot of information. They talk a lot about what we read in the Bible. I have started reading them. I haven't finished it. But I'm telling you this because reading books that are not included in the Bible is not against what God wants for your life. If the book is not inspired by God, He will let you know through the Holy Spirit. It's very important that you pray to the Holy Spirit for wisdom, knowledge, understanding of what you're going to read. It doesn't matter if it's a Bible or if it's another book, because the Holy Spirit will let you know if that is not God inspired, if that is not good for you. Let Him guide you. My personal opinion about all this, and this is personal opinion, is that I don't let any religion or any leader forbid me to not read a book because they consider that book to not be inspired by God, or we're not supposed to read it. I pray and I trust that God will lead me and let me know if whatever I'm reading, and not only with those books that are included or are not included in the Bible, but with everything, with movies, with series, with other secular books, I let God and the Holy Spirit let me know if they're good for me or not. I do have a very strong belief that we can find God in everywhere in our lives, in every single detail in our lives, not only in the Bible, not only in the church, not only with people talking about God. I do believe that God is everywhere. We are made to His image. There is a piece of God in every single one of us. And everything that we create, we create that because He is a creator and we are made of His image. So there is a piece of God everywhere. We just have to open our eyes and start looking for Him everywhere. Instead of looking for the bad thing or what is wrong, what is right, let's look for God everywhere. And we will find Him. We will find Him everywhere. In people that you will never thought you will find God, you will see Him. You will see Him through their eyes, through their souls. But that's my personal belief. Again, that's not in the Bible. But even though there are, we can talk a lot about a lot of verses, a lot of chapters that I've read that kind of say something like that. But it's my personal opinion. I look for God everywhere and I let the Holy Spirit guide me if something is not good for me. Well, that is all for today. I really hope that this whole episode didn't get you bored or scared of what I'm trying to do this here. I really want to give you the most basic, simple information about the Bible and God, and to make sure that you make your own decision, that you have that meeting with God and allow the Holy Spirit to tell you what to do, what Bible to choose, and how to do it. Now, if you already have a Bible, even though remember that all the Bibles that I already mentioned and the websites are going to be listed in the show notes, but if you already have a Bible, you're already reading the Bible, you're going through a Bible study, but you're feeling that you're confused and you're struggling a little bit, I do have a Bible study plan. It's free in the show notes. You just have to download it and it will help you go through those chapters that I know the Bible has a few chapters that are a little bit confusing. It will help you. It is an easy to follow free guide. Go ahead and download it. Before I go, if you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it on your social media. Even if you have 5 more seconds, leaving me a 5-star review, it really helped me a lot. Well, that's all for today. I'll see you next Tuesday. In the meantime, sip slow, pray deep, love always. Thank you.